This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In the halls of power of Washington, D.C., today the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly, as in veto-proof overwhelmingly, to effectively stop a program aimed at resettling thousands of Syrian refugees in this country. Since Paris, there's been mounting concern about who's getting into the United States, concern not just about refugees. Some lawmakers now want to tighten something called the Visa Waiver Program. It's a program that makes it easier for people from almost 40 countries, most of them allied with the United States, to come here. And for us to go there, it should be said. One proposal being bandied about would make people who travel to Syria and Iraq ineligible for those waivers. Another would introduce a waiting period. The U.S. travel industry, as you might imagine, doesn't much like the idea. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the story.
Most of the people using the visa waiver program are tourists from one of the 38 countries on the OK list. They don't have to apply to get a travel visa to come here, which can be a lengthy and expensive process. Jonathan Grella is with the U.S. Travel Association. He says international travelers spend a lot of money here, close to $200 billion last year.
The harder we make it for people to enter the country, the less likely they're going to choose America over somewhere else. And that might sound like an okay thing today to some, but obviously that comes with very severe economic consequences.
Even so, some lawmakers say continuing the program without changing it could make it easier for terrorists to get through. Nathan Sales is a law professor at Syracuse University.
The visa waiver program requires all member countries to provide the United States with important intelligence information about known and suspected terrorists.
That requirement was brought in after 9/11. Sales recognizes there are gaps in travel security, but says new rules aren't the answer.
Strengthen the security features of the program even more. Fully implement the information sharing agreements and agree to share additional information about airline passenger data.
Some countries are more willing to share information than others, citing privacy concerns. The travel industry agrees security is key. People won't come to America if they don't think it's safe. But Shane Downey with the Global Business Travel Association says overreaction could be costly.
It would discourage people from coming into the United States to do business, is what it would do. They would find another location to go to that's not as difficult to go into.
Some lawmakers say easy access means more business, but also more risk. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.